The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God. Well, brethren, as we approach the Passover, we have been examining ourselves to see if we are becoming more and more like Jesus Christ in our walk with God. And each year, we have that opportunity to participate in examining ourselves for God's Passover. If you would, please turn with me to the book of Psalms. We'll begin with the book of Psalms, turning to chapter 26. Psalms 26, and we'll pick up in verse 2 and 3. It says, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins of my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in your truth." Brethren, we are to be walking in the truth of God, becoming like Him every day of our life, seeking out God's way. And no matter how many times we may have kept the Passover, we are to learn something new from it each and every year. Because without God in our life, as we learn through the pages of the Bible, the holy days, the Sabbath messages, and our own personal Bible study and Passover, without God in our life, we are nothing. And without His guidance, without His direction, we can never understand what the true potential of mankind will be. We would remain blind and confused like so many others that are in the world that God hasn't called at this time. See, God's Passover and His holy days are actually more than just direction in our life. We are being prepared to be kings and priests in the very family of God. We are in training now, so we can learn how to understand and apply the principles of what that job and that role is going to be in the future. See, God teaches us through His Word and allows us to put it into practice through the tests that we endure on a day-to-day basis. And we do this so we can may learn how to serve God perfectly. And it begins with observing the Passover. We learn how to be a humble servant. And one of the first things that Jesus Christ teaches us how to do is how to be a lowly servant through the washing of feet of others. See, God wants those that He can work with to be worthy to lead and to rule with Jesus Christ. And each year as we rehearse this Passover and celebrate the holy days of God, we are preparing ourselves to where we are going to be ready to meet Christ at His second coming. Turn with me to Mark chapter 24. In Mark chapter 24, picking up in verse 44 through 46, it says, "Therefore, be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man comes. Who then is faithful and a wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find doing." See, for many of us, how do we govern ourselves? Are we making ourselves ready? Or do we have the careless attitude that we only want to get with the program when God commands us to come before Him and worship? See, if we are not reflecting Jesus Christ 100% in our life, the question we can ask is, could we be rebelling? But by giving more time and giving more attention to other things that are not of God, then how are we supposed to come before God and worship Him? See, if we're not reflecting on Jesus all the time, how are we going to become more like Jesus Christ? Because if we're not willing to give ourselves in a servitude towards God and continue to allow the influence of sin in our life to where our attitude is not fully on serving God and His people in a humble manner, are we then not crucifying Christ all over again instead of Him washing away our sin? See, this is why we examine ourselves, and we need to do it on a continual basis. And we do it intensely. We scrutinize ourselves to see how much we have grown in faith and in knowledge, renewing our vows that we committed to at baptism. We learn how to have humility, being a slave of righteousness, humble, willing to fulfill our Lord and Master in the same way that Jesus Christ gave up everything to serve us. See, with all the distractions that this world has, especially at this time, Satan is angrier than ever with God's people because his time is shorter than it was a year ago. And Satan is always stirring up havoc in the world to cause stress on God's people, to try to get them to change their focus and the meaning of what this time represents. Satan also wants controversy on God's people. He wants to burden them to change their focus and responsibility in their preparing themselves for this solemn event. See, in our life, we need to always examine ourselves, doing what is right in the eyes of God. So a question that we can begin to ask ourselves is this year, how will this Passover affect us? How is it going to affect you? And what steps are we making on an individual basis and as a congregation to prepare ourselves for the Passover? Well, turn with me to Titus chapter 2. The book of Titus, chapter 2. We'll read verses 11 through 14. It says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the gracious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." So we don't want to compromise God's law with our knowledge of who and what we think God is. We don't want to learn the understandings of what other men or other religions or false doctrines that come in trying to claim who and what God is. Because man always wants to try to justify himself, whether it's good, whether it's bad. And he does it because he loves to be esteemed by others for their great works. Brethren, let's not fall into this trap. Let's make this Passover and the holy days the best that we can make it. And let's do it by studying more. We study more so we can show ourselves approved. Let's pray more, asking God to give direction both in our physical and in our spiritual life, so we can give up everything to follow God, seeking first the kingdom of God. Let's not also forget meditation. We will need to meditate so we know how to make the right decisions and act on those decisions, and then being confident in the decisions that we make. And then let's also fast more so we can draw closer to God and God to us, showing God our love towards him, desiring to be his people and him our God. See, God's people are humble. They're eagerly willing to do what is always right, having the attitude to serve mankind as Christ came to serve others, but not expecting anything back in return. See, we are responsible for our own salvation, and it's no one else's responsibility. It's no one else's job but ours. We work out our own salvation. That's why we need to be responsible more than ever. In closing, turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And we'll read verses 14 through 16. Philippians 3:14 says, "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing." Brethren, if we listen to God's word through studying, through prayer, meditation, and fasting, we will understand its meaning of what God is trying to tell us. We have to be patient, waiting on God to give us the answer. But on the flip side, if we claim we're God, or we're with God, following his way, because we keep the Sabbath and the holy days, but our actions, our language, the things that we do could be considered harsh or cruel to others, then are we really following God, keeping his laws? See, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So a question we can ask as we're coming up to the Passover. Where does sin dwell in our life? And what are we doing to seek it out to remove it so they can be washed away? See, through the removing of sin in our life, we can walk upright, becoming like our father and older brother, being holy in their sight, because we fear God and we desire to keep his commandments in our life. So that is why we examine ourselves closely, to see where changes need to be made in our life so we can be washed free from the iniquities that separate us from God, becoming a living sacrifice, an ambassador for Jesus Christ, and future citizens of the kingdom of God. And as we fear God by examining ourselves, we are also to please him. Because we're ready to take the task that God has given each one of us to follow. So brethren, may we be able to keep this Passover with great enthusiasm, seeking God and learning more about what Passover means to each one of us, how it affects our lives to where we can fully understand its great significance of what God is doing for his people and what God will do for the rest of the world. For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.